Log Talk Radio.
Hey there, Patriots. Thanks for stopping by, Laurie and Company. I hope you came to get some good info, and hopefully you'll call in and give me your opinion about things. 319-527-6779 is the call-in number. When you call, nobody sees what number you're calling from, except me. I have a fiduciary responsibility not to share your info or even your full names to say, Judy from Florida, and that's fine. All right, so I had a different episode planned for today, and I wasn't able to get it to be created. So I had to quickly go in to the live studio and set this up. This is information on the Reawaken Tour. I want you to know that the people that are involved with the Reawaken America Tour, Thrive Time Show, they're volunteers. They're people who are doing this like me and like Melissa and like LT because it's in their heart to get involved. LT is of And We Know and Melissa's Freedom Force Battalion. And there's many, many others out there. The reason I'm trying to help without being asked to the upcoming big rodeo and the frickin' barn is having a big event this next 3 days, this weekend. The reason I'm trying to help Clay Clark and the Reawaken America Team America, have you ever seen that movie? Let's just say the Team America people. It's because putting it out there and putting it on the line, and Dr. Zelenko has stage 4 cancer. I mean, he's still standing up and he's still speaking the truth, and he's been at the Reawaken America events, and he came up with the Z-Pax, therapeutics or the nutraceuticals, I should say, that are helpful for people so they don't get COVID or they get over it quickly if they do have COVID. I my heart is in this. It would be nice to be able to, have more operating money to do bigger things. I've got such incredible ambitions and ideas and inspirations and things I want to do, but I'm always hampered because of money. And so that's a part of this, is getting people connected who are movers and shakers. And, there are so many good people that are involved in this, and I am feeling better and better about things. And I think, well, I'm not needed. But then I think, well, I've been in this for 20 years. I would like to see the fruition of all these things I've been working on. I mean, they could make a library out of the amount of posts and things that I had shared and all over the place, and opinions and things I put on Scribe, and things I put on YouTube, and tweets and all the stuff that I've worked on, and it's just like evaporated. And so at one point, Twitter had it that you could download your tweets. They don't even have that, and so I have it on another server. I have to go dig that server out of storage to find that. Also images of what happened to me. Bottom line is, I would like to have some confirmation that I'm on the right track, but I just, you know, keep flying blind. And it's kind of frustrating because I don't even have people helping me. They just, you know, they don't even answer my emails when I, you know, make suggestions or ask for people to be a guest on my show. So it is rather upsetting, but I keep on keeping on. Shout out to let's see, Jim Brewer and JP Sears. Check out their videos. They're on Rumble and YouTube. Jim Brewer was so funny, and he was at the event that I went to in March in San Marcos, California, which is conveniently located and strategically located near a lot of college campuses, because that's what we're working on. We're going after the kids to rescue them from the clutches of these morons that have been brainwashing them for 20 plus years. I mean, shame on you, you evil Democrats, for what you did to our youth. Made a bunch of wussies, bunch of wimps, and a bunch of morons. You evil scum. I curse you in the name of Jesus Christ Almighty. How do you like that? You want to put spells on people and do all your occult satanic shit? We can do it back on you. And you'll be very, 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 very sorry that you messed with us. If you only knew the backstory, you would understand why I come on sometimes and I sound like I'm ready to punch people and take names. Kick ass. Yeah, and Christians can actually say, you know, curses and get mad. That's not, we're humans, okay? God didn't give us perfect peace and perfect behavior just because we believe in the Lord and we try to follow the teachings, all right? Take it back to a Star Trek episode from the original series, the only one that really counts, in my opinion, with William Shatner. There is an episode where the guy doesn't want to fight as a gladiator because he's a sun worshiper. And, you know, through the story, you think that, he worships the sun like a pagan, S-U-N. But it comes out at the end that Christianity had come to that planet and they had heard the word and they were worshipers of the sun, S-O-N. And it was very impactful to me as a young person when I saw that, because I had just started to think about God and death and all the other things that you think about when you come across a dead cat or whatever. And that episode is important, as is the episode, The Children Shall Lead, where the thing that looks like a, you know, nice angel is actually a demon and he's telling the kids to put spells on the grown-ups and, friendly angel, come to me and all this crap, right? That's what this occult society, this secret society, this shadow government, this pervert, child-abusing, demonic force has been doing. They've been putting spells on us and making us think things are one way and they're not that way. So that's the next part of this. And you can think I'm crazy. I don't really care. I know I'm saying what God is telling me to say and I'm doing what me to do. And then if you really want to get into this fight, just sit down in a quiet place and ask God to tell you what he wants you to do, and listen to that small voice, listen for that knowing that comes over you when you know what's going on. I actually get shivers when I'm on the right track, and that helps me to persevere. But I am telling you this because we are going to need to have like an army of really informed, equipped, on the same page, warriors that can fight this, what we're up against in the spiritual realm as well as the natural world. And someone that knows about this, what I'm talking about, there's a lot of people that know about this, but Kim Clement's daughter knows about this. She was trying to find information on what it says about the, the New World Order, the Nazi World Order, pushing the shots. And she was looking in over her dad's past videos and speeches that he had made. And then the Lord spoke to her and said, look for inoculation. And when she looked for that word in the search term, suddenly, it popped up. So God does speak to people, and sometimes it's in weird, unexpected ways. And so pay attention, folks, because, part of what I've been up against has been, even harder for me. And I'm not trying to say, oh, poor me, but because when I see and come across things and, know things or hear things, I'm totally on my own. And nobody's saying, yeah, I heard that too, or yeah, I see. Or like when I saw this thing in the sky, I told my neighbor to come out and take a look. By the time he got outside, it was already dissipating and going away, where I was seeing the sun literally bouncing around in the sky. And, I was perfectly awake, perfectly sober. And I was asking God, why is this so hard? And he was trying to say, go have some fun, go to the beach, throw some balls with your puppies, like that. And then I was like, well, this beautiful sunset came, and I asked my neighbor to come out to look. And by the time he came out, it was already going away. So he didn't get to see anything that I had seen. So, I am not saying that this, when you ask God to show you the way, that it'll be exactly the way it is for me. That's how he deals with me. He uses nature and other things to get messages across to me. But I'm asking you, when it happens to you, to not make fun of the person who's telling you about it, not to ignore it, or start whispering in the corner like my twin and my own daughter have done, thinking I'm off my rocker. It's not very helpful. And one of the things that Kat Kerr, K-E-R-R, K-A-T is the first name, what she has said is that, she has people in her family that are, spiritual warriors and see things. And, she sees way more than I do as far as demonic forces. I ask God not to show me that. I'm afraid of the dark, or I used to be afraid of the dark, but now I'm just like, pissed off and angry about it. Kat said that when God starts using you, and she wrote the book Revealing Heaven, that your family isn't going to be like, I know exactly what you mean, or yeah, I see it too, or it's fine that you're spending so much time on this because I know you're doing something, for God. It's usually that they're just indifferent, or they make you feel like you're being silly. So it's not like you can just go forward and be like, yes, I'm doing the right thing. You have to know it. You have to feel it. You have to have it in you. And that's what happened with Hank Kuhneman, who knows Kat Kerr. He saw that she brings, amazing stuff, amazing spirit of God when she has come to events. So he's been at Walnau, W-A-L-L-A-U, another 3-L name. Well, Michael Lindell is 4 L's. Glenn Beck is 2 L's. I don't know. I think I'm spelling his name right, but they know Kat Kerr, and Vance Walnau is on the show that's on with Gene Bailey, and it has a very important name to it, and it's just gone right out of my head. And that's partly why I do these shows, because I keep feeling like I'm not as on top of things as I used to be. Gene Bailey's show is on Facebook. Check it out. It's called something about point. Firepoint? No. Anyway, I'm sorry. It'll come to me. I'll share it later. But they talk about current events in the view of, you know, the Bible, but also strange happenings. And one of the shows that Kat Kerr has been on kind of goes into, you know, what she sees and why she, you know, feels like God is showing her stuff. And there's a lot of other people out there saying the same thing, folks. So it's like, you know, you got to be careful who you listen to, because, you know, I'm not asking you to believe me, but, you know, like, I am trying really hard not to, try to get you to get connected to the Lord and to do what your purpose is supposed to be. Because, you know, mine was derailed, and it wasn't derailed by God, okay? And I'm getting it back on track, but it's so time-consuming, and it's very frustrating when things don't go smoothly. So I'm trying to get you in the right mindset so that you can get to the destination a lot easier, because I've been on this ride for over 15 years. And I'm, you know, pretty well worn out. So, anyway, so the reason I'm telling you all that is because they are having more events, and I'm just showing them there. One that I didn't spotlight the last show yesterday. So was the one in Virginia Beach. I haven't seen anything posted yet on the Myrtle Beach event, which was on the 13th and 14th. I haven't seen too much on the Skippity Doodah event in Florida, which was on the 7th, I believe. So I'm going to try to find those videos and get them up, because that's the whole thing. If you're on social media and you're talking to the same people every day, the same followers share the info that you just shared with them, and basically you're just, you know, rehashing the same info, you know, that's not going to expand the circle, you know, make our ripples go out. Okay, this is basically keeping it what's that called? You know, you're just keeping it in an enclosure, and like a paddock, you know, where you put ponies. So, you know, you want to get out there. And one of the things that made me realize something big was happening was way, way long ago, with when the Twilight series came out, the movies. And at the time, I've never, the only person I ever had a crush on was Tom Selleck. And I thought there was some other ones, but that was like my only, you know, teenage heartthrob I ever had. And when Robert Pattinson came on the scene, who's in the movie Batman right now, and he got the part to play Edward in Twilight series, I hadn't even read the book. All I knew is that people kept saying, it's written by a Mormon. It's written by a Mormon. Like, somehow, you know, Mormons aren't supposed to write books. You know, it's like, I thought that was really, you know, prejudiced. But anyway, I didn't know anything about the book. I didn't know it had been geared towards young girls who had been raised properly, meaning that they, you know, weren't sluts and they weren't doing drugs and, you know, having sex for pay, you know, like girls that were decent girls. So it was geared towards girls who were like in puberty, starting to think about boys, you know, being aware of their, you know, sexual feelings maybe. But it was a very innocent kind of book, and it became a phenomenon, and I thought it was phenomena, and I didn't understand why, because it was written by a housewife who just was trying to write a book to make some money for paying off her van. And her name is Stephanie Meyer, and I'm not even saying that her books were so incredible. Maybe she had help with the sequels, like New Moon and Eclipse and Breaking Dawn. You know, maybe she had help from writers with those. I don't know. But it's a very bizarre story, and that's what Robert Pattinson said. He was this young guy from England, funny as all get out. If you ever saw the original videos before he became famous, you would see what a charming, sweet guy he was. I don't know whether he still is, like I think he still is. And, Robert Pattinson was saying that it's a bizarre story. And, he was being interviewed off the cuff without a handler because he wasn't famous. He had been in the hot Harry Potter movies with Emma Watson, and he had kind of taken a hiatus. And, he's not an easy to cast person because he's not particularly macho. And he's also, he was a new actor. I think he was he had a lot to learn, put it that way. A little bit wooden, put it that way. But if you see his interviews when he was young, when the Twilight phenomena happened, he's such a nice guy and so funny and so unscripted. And, he was just so charming to me. And it wasn't I was an old woman, but, I was like in my 30s or whatever I was at that point. I wasn't lusting after this young guy or anything like that. It was that I thought I could see something in him that was special. And then I started thinking about what if God is trying to get a message to us via Stephanie Myers, showing this thing about immortality and, the lust for blood and, in case you don't know it, the Satanists think that there's life in the blood, meaning you got to drink the blood in order to have longevity. And that's not what God meant. There's life in the blood because even way back when the Bible was written, God was trying to say, look, you can actually transfuse blood, and there's, type O blood that is a universal donor to all types, which, how wonderful of God to do that, to make it that a blood could be used for everybody, that you wouldn't have to worry about it not being the right match. So that's when I started to pay attention, because I realized something's going on. It has something to do with this Twilight movie that, made Robert Pattinson a heartthrob. And, he was so shy and so awkward. And if you saw him off camera, he was not, I don't want to hurt his feelings, but, he was not a guy with game. Okay, he was very awkward. If you saw the videos and interviews before he was famous, he was not a guy with game. And, God used this awkward fella to, get this message across. And he said, Robert Pattinson said, that he wanted to be Job. And I don't know whether he actually said that or God had me hear that he said that. But I thought, what a strange thing to do, why would anyone want to be Job? That doesn't even make any sense. Why would you wish to have the problems and the burden of Job? And, there's more to that story that I'm bringing up. But these are people that have been lifted up and became famous. He was in another movie called Map to the Stars. And that was also a strange movie. And then that movie made me think about the experience I had that was involving stars, a star. And that made me think of what Melissa of freedomforce.live has been working on by using solarium to look at the stars and studying biblical astronomy, not astrology, astronomy, okay? And my twin works for the astrophysics lab as well as Princeton University and Caltech. So, I'm kind of putting these pieces together in a random way. But what I'm trying to say is that there's important info that's being inserted into shows and movies and music, lyrics, and people are not paying attention. And that's why we're in this situation, because we can reverse this spell. And I know that sounds like, woo-woo talk or whatever, but that's the next part of this. People standing up, putting our superpowers together, and we do have superpowers. The powers given by God, not not made in a lab and not from drugs, given to us by God. And those superpowers are going to change the world because we keep linking up good people and we can get rid of this evil force, this cabal, you know, very, very quickly. And, you know, it's happening, whether you want to hear it or not, it's happening. The indictments and the seized assets are on freedomforce.live. It's all arranged there. If you want to start opening up your mind to biblical astronomy and current events from the point of view of the Bible and historical references, you know, well, Melissa, God bless her, she has like 600 videos there. And one of my favorites for young people is Storybook in the Sky, which shows, you know, the star map, so to speak, you know, of Tarsibul and the Virgin and Aquarius and the Water Bearer and all that. This is there for a reason. It's because, as God says in the Bible, as the scripture says, that evil can't mess with the moon, stars, and the sun. So that's why they're used as ways to give us signs and wake us up. The blood moon that just happened on the 16th, that was significant and wasn't even talked about in the news. Okay, that's important. Okay, there's going to be a shift coming, a shift in our consciousness, so to speak, our collective consciousness, where we all have the scales taken off of our eyes and we see. That's what I think is coming. And other people agree with me, but, you know, they don't want to talk about it because they'll be made fun of. You know, I don't care. I'm going to be like Jesse Kelly of the Jesse Kelly Show. And, you know, send me your hate mail, your threats. You know, I'll make your life so horrible you will regret messing with me. Okay, I made the decision that I wouldn't ruin the lives of the people that ruined my life because it'd be too expensive and take up the rest of my bliss. Okay, I want my bliss back. And this evil group of people, this cabal, they take people's bliss, B-L-I-S-S. They take away your peace. Your piece of land, your piece of sanity, your piece of the action, your peace, P-E-A-C-E, meaning you're, you know, feeling serene. And I was told by my lawyer that I could win, but I would spend decades at it, fighting and in court, and I would lose everything I have. So what's the point? You know, I mean, so what? You get to say, I was right. These people, you know, wrecked my life. This realtor did a shitty job. This title company dropped the ball. You know, that they didn't see what was happening, and they went along with, you know, giving me false information about bogus title, bogus liens that were, you know, weren't worth the paper they were written on, and, you know, wrecked up my life and made us go through such hell. You know, what's the point? So I ruined their lives too. So that's the whole point that we're at now. We have to love each other and forgive each other, and we have to try to work together, and we have to be not thinking about, you know, what party you're in, thinking about getting in the party, meaning that we are having a good time. We're not being harassed. We're not being having our businesses burned down or having our lives threatened. I mean, how would you like to get death threats? You know, I've had so many. I'm so sick of it. You know, it's like, come and get me. You know, you'll rue the day, my mother used to say, because, you know, I am protected by God. And if I'm not, then I'll be in heaven. So that's the attitude we have to have. We have to be ready to fight like warriors, like what you see, you know, Mel Gibson's part in William Wallace. in Braveheart. You know, the tribe of Dan is really, really big in this fight, and I'm a member. And then that's, and you can think that's funny too, but Melissa, about President Trump's background and what Scotia, how Scotland came to be, and the, you know, the evil that started way even back then, trying to mess up things. So, with that said, I know that's a lot to take in. Look at the show notes. We need people that are movers and shakers to get involved with this. I'm calling out to Ted Nugent. You know what's going on. You're awake. You're an influential man. You need to get involved. You need to talk to more to Glenn and Glenn Beck. And you also need to get your connections ready, because we have got to build new schools and new healing centers, or use buildings that are used, that have gone out of business because of the cabal, use them for other purposes. People have got to get out from under the thumb of the government. More people than ever are working for the government. We got to make it so that we have the ability to trade and barter among ourselves, because I mean, that's what happened in Russia when the KGB communist scumbags took over there. The people just had to make a black economy, I think it's the word, off radar type of an economy, where you want something done, you got to, you know, bargain or do something in return. I'll fix your car if you do this, you know, that kind of stuff. So if you haven't seen my videos that I posted on my Getter feed today, gettr.com/LoriParish, LoriP, like Paul, ArrIsh. I put what God inspired me to make for my company B business, and also what I think is important for what's coming with these production companies. And I mean, you know, obviously, you know, much wealthier people than me, much more connected people, much more, you know, like movers and shakers are going to get involved with that. And there's going to be all kinds of great books and literature, screenplays and more movies and, you know, more shows for TV, shows for kids. They'll be putting on plays in order to have fundraisers for, you know, helping people that are have been rescued from these sex slavery debacle. I mean, there's hundreds of thousands of kids missing. Where do you think they're ending up, people? Okay, where are they? Ask that question. Yeah, how many perverts are there in the world? Can they all be using that many kids? And if they like kids, then what do they do with the people when the kids, when they're done being kids and they're more like adults? Yeah, connect the dots. I don't want to say it, but you know, we are up against such horrific evil, and there's a lot of great special forces that are working on this, but when they can't go and talk about it because A, they're under non-disclosure agreements, B, their life would be in jeopardy, and C, they would drop, you know, too much info that could be used against the operation by the enemy. So I have been places, and I see special forces there, and I recognize them. They stand out to me, and I've met Masons that are good Masons that, you know, have ancient secret knowledge. And there's also a part of that group that has gone over to the dark side. So, you know, you gotta pay attention, folks. And, you know, I don't know how long I'm going to be here on Earth. So, you know, I'm going out on a limb and trying to get the word out. But, you know, obviously, my audience is not, you know, nothing to talk about. But, you know, I could also be a big liar and say, oh, you know, I've got millions of views on my radio show every day. I don't. Okay. I don't. But I have listeners from all over the world, which I wasn't expecting. I looked at the map and I was like, oh, wow. I'm seeing the listeners are increasing and the map is having more activity, meaning from other parts of the world. So, you know, I'm going to keep on doing this. Instead of giving my money to a church right now, I'm spending my money on trying to stay online and to promote and support organizations that I think are important. And I know that they're important. So I'm going to talk about them. And nobody's asking me to. Nobody's paying me to. I don't get anything out of this except that I feel like I'm helping organizations that deserve and warrant being helped. And if that's all I accomplish in this, then, you know, great. If I bring someone to Christ, that's even more wonderful. If I make an impact on a child's life, that would make me really happy. So with that said, I'm going to talk about the Valley Center Stampede, vcstampede.com. That's a, you know, well-oiled operation. So, you know, they're making lots of money on this. And, you know, I ask you to support them. They've got vendor opportunities and all that. You know, they obviously have the support of the community. I didn't get the support of the community, but I'm not bitter. I'm just saying, you know, obviously they pick and choose who they get involved with. And, you know, how long do I have to live in Valley Center to be included in your little club? That's what I'd like to know. Anyway, that's coming up, vcstampede.com and Valley Center Western Days, Valley Center Historical Museum. It's really a cool place. I'm going to mention this, even though I really have nothing to gain by doing so, because I was this was the name of the winery that I was going to have my big event at. That would have been great, and they called it off. It's the Deer Park Winery, and they have a fantastic auto museum. So I'm plugging you, even though you don't deserve it, Clark. And let's see. There's also my favorite, Wilson Creek Winery. It was just up there this couple of days ago. And always has a party atmosphere going on. And I had their Golden Jubilee that was specially created for the time we're in right now, the Golden Jubilee. And this is the days, we are in the days of Elijah. And I've posted about this on my Getter feed, getter.com/Lori Parrish. And you'll see what is coming. Which, as I said, Company B, which is my natural thing, I'm feeling really excited about. And also TLC Productions, which, you know, I have the ability to, you know, start a production company, but I obviously need, you know, more founders, so to speak, with that, more people involved in it. And, you know, because I've been smeared by the cabal and because I've been deplatformed and because, you know, I can't say, oh, I've got, you know, 5 million followers and I, you know, have a billion-dollar corporations, no one's going to listen to me or want anything to do with me. So I accept that other people that are in this are going to be doing really great and wonderful things, and I'll just be watching. But that's okay, because I'd rather have it happening than have it not happening. And I know I sound kind of, you know, pissy, but if you had been as disrespected and misused and mistreated and messed with as I have been, you'd be pretty snarky too. Anyway, so with that said, this is what I see happening. So this is what you have to do in your own community if you want to get into this fight. All right, so I told you before on some past episodes, look around at things that have not been occupied or you know, like in our area, there's a whole lot of greenhouses, but they're not suitable for, you know, year-round use. But that would be a great place to have fundraisers for helping to raise money for schools, for scholarships, for, you know, I would like it to go to Royal Hyde Ranch, but obviously in your own area, you're going to have kids in need that are going to need help. So, you know, either we stand up together and we work on this and put our heads together, or we're going to have more kids growing up without guidance, without mentors, without hope, without any thing but really evil, wicked communist groomers and scumbag perverts teaching them in the public schools. You people are in so much trouble. We're coming after you. Yeah, we're coming after you. You're gonna be out of a job because guess what? You violated your oath of your employment, which is uphold the Constitution, not to push radical Islam, not to push communism, to uphold the U.S. Constitution. That is your oath, teachers. So any public school teacher out there, you could be fired on the spot right now because you violated your oath that you took when you took your position and your overpaid job that you have summers off and every other holiday every 5 minutes. So you're in trouble, okay? We're coming after you. And the school boards are going to be filled with people and parents that have had it. They're going to be saying, why are you importing kids from other neighborhoods into this school that we're paying taxes for and a bond on and an HOA that's, you know, supposedly going towards the new schools that are being built? You're going to be told what to do from now on by parents. We're the taxpayers, and if you want to keep a job, we're not going to be funding you. Take is 100,000 taxpayers to postpone paying their taxes. You get taxes from us out of our paychecks, and you get it from our property taxes. And, you know, you think that it's always going to be a free ride. It's not going to be that way, okay? That's not what's going to continue. You are in so much trouble, you evil scum. We're coming for you. That's not a threat. I'm just giving you a notice. All right, so then that's one thing. You can be looking at buildings that have got, businesses that have gone out of business, buildings that aren't occupied, things that used to be. Like in the South, there's a whole lot of factories that shut down thanks to demon rats sending our jobs offshore to foreign countries so that union jobs would become scarcer. And, you know, do you remember when you were growing up hearing the, you know, so look for the union label when you are buying your coat hat or, you know, whatever. It used to be a time unions were needed because the Democrats that were holding the factories in the South, because that's where most of the Democrats were from, and they were crappy employers. So you had to have unions because they mistreated their employees. Yeah, that's what I think was going down. And you can, you know, if you have some other opinion, I'd like to hear it. But the unions, yeah, they did make the middle class in a good union job, driving a truck or being a union carpenter or being in a shop or whatever they call it. Yeah, it was helpful, a big middle class, but guess what? So the Democrats wanted to have unions to get a union due off of each union worker, and then they give that money to the Democrat Party so they can put in their scum so that those scum can pass and approve laws, and those laws would benefit corporations, not the little person, not the, you know, the typical middle income person. So you basically slit your own throat to support. Senator Rand Paul did $44 billion Ukraine package, which is all full of pork and other crap and stuff that's not necessary. But guess what? He can't stand there alone by himself. Okay, so it means getting more people on that, and there are a lot of good Republicans that. But we're going to need more. Okay, and I mean we're going to be like Gideon's army, where we just keep coming over the wall. We come from north, south, east, coming, and they knock us down, and we get back up, and someone else takes our place. I mean, we're are awake. I just got confirmation on that. I feel good about saying that. We are coming, okay? And, you know, I always wish I was younger because I would be out front with a sword that was lit up on fire. Especially when I think about what these children have gone through. And women. Women be pushed into put into sex slavery. And, you know, if you wake up, you get nabbed and you wake up and you're, you know, in some shackles, like, how do you get out of that? You know, like, your life is just over because, you know, oh, well. And then when you get too old or you get sick or have a, you lose your looks or whatever, then they just throw you in the ditch and put a bullet in your head. I mean, that's how wicked these people are. We don't want anything to do with you. You're going to have to go live under the darkness in some San Francisco or some other shithole that Democrats have created. Yeah, I said it. Because we're not going to want anything to do with you people or whatever you are, monsters, ghouls, demons, vampires, baby blood drinkers. Yeah, that's what you're doing. Yeah, makes you stay young. No, it doesn't. It is considered an abomination in front of God's eyes what you're doing. You have separated yourself from the Lord, and you will be in eternal agony and horrible, horrible pain. And yes, you can feel pain even if you are not in this realm. Okay, so you people are so ignorant and so stupid. You should be so afraid. So guess what? It's all going to come crashing down, and we're going to bring it down on your head. And every ghoul like Pelosi, every traitor like Feinstein, every Marxist radical fraud imposter like Obama, and every female pervert like Biden is going to go down, and Clinton is going to be with them. The Clintons. They brought such shame and such disgrace on our country with the stuff they did. A lot of people don't even know about what the Clintons have been up to. And right now, Durham is going after Sussman. And Sussman is Hillary Clinton's disgusting lawyer. And Hillary Clinton's been real quiet because she knows the jig is up. We're coming for you, you witch. You evil, evil witch. We're coming for you. You're on notice. You might actually want to take that little pill that they give you that tells you to take it if you get into enemy hands, because guess what? You'd be better taking cyanide right now than going through the public disgrace that you're going to go through, and all your assets are going to go and be seized. Because guess what? That's also what the Bible talks about, the wealth of the wicked being returned to the righteous. And that means people like Clinton's and Fauci and Bill Gates and Feinstein and Pelosi and so many other cabal members, Biden, Harris, Haras, they're going to lose it all. So, you know, you might want to get out of town, or maybe go get some plastic surgery and get your face changed, because you are going to try to hide and there will be no hiding. They have all they need to put you all away forever. Personally, I would like you to be executed, because why should our taxes pay to keep you alive when you did nothing but betray us and screw us over? But that's my personal opinion. And I'm entitled to it, because for the time being anyway, America is a free country and we still have the right to free speech. Unlike Canada, unlike England, unlike Australia, unlike so many other countries like North Korea and China. You know what they're doing in China? They're locking the people in their apartment buildings and they're not bringing food to them and they are letting them starve. You know what they're doing in the Ukraine? The Russians are bringing food and help. And also Glenn Beck's organization, Mercury One, is helping as well. And there's probably a lot of other organizations that I'm not aware of that are involved. But a lot is going on that will come to light after the operation is over. And the reason I call my thing that I'm doing for Rawhide Ranch Operation Rainbow is because we are near Rainbow, and so is the ranch. But also because this is the promise of the Lord, that we would have this day come, and this day meaning where the righteous are back in charge and that this evil is destroyed. And also because the evil left hijacked God's holy symbol, which is a rainbow, that is a holy symbol of the Lord, and the gays and the sodomizers and the cross-dressers and the pedophiles, they all, you know, have their gay pride parade, and it's always with the rainbow. Because it's, you know, many colors and all that stuff. Well, guess what the other color in that's going to go into their flag is? It's the color that's representing pedophilia. Yeah. So if you want to know why, up until 1984, cross-dressing and pedophile and transgender and all that were classified as mental disorders is because they are dangerous people. And I'm sorry if that hurts your feelings, but when you want to get your hands on kids and groom them and shape them into being accepting of perverts coming onto them instead of running the other way, that makes you a dangerous person. So keep your what you're doing with your personal life to yourself, because guess what? All you're doing is confusing kids and making suicides go up, depression cases and people on Prozac and other stuff is at its all-time only because of this rise of the demonic left. So guess what? We're leaving you. We're left. The left is being left on the side of the road. We are leaving you behind because you're unworthy of being affiliated and associated with. Okay, how's that grab you? There'll be a country that will be under darkness, and that's where you'll be. You'll be with the evil and the unsafe, dark, ugly, horrible people, and we'll be in our own parts of the country. I don't know how it's going to be divided up. This was predicted long ago by a Russian whistleblower, but that America would break into pieces and be whole sectors and regions. What he was seeing was what Agenda 21 and 30 is. The UN and the World Health Organization over us and us under them. And that wouldn't be allowed to travel, you wouldn't be allowed to go different places, and that they would control the jobs, the food, the power, electricity, the water, the internet. And so what was seen and talked about 50 years ago, that's what we're in now. So pay attention, people, because this can be very easily cleaned up if we all work together. And you know, I don't even care if you think that I'm way off track. I know I'm right. Just like Melissa knows that she's right. The book she wrote about end times and 1,000 years of peace. We have been so confused and misled by people in theology schools being taught by morons and inserted communists that don't have a clue. I mean, Melissa just went through this with her own church that her mom and her went to, and they're being told what they can talk about. And this is the same church that was, you know, talking about Black Lives Matter and supporting, basically the critical race theory crap that's being pushed in the curriculum. And the curriculum was worked on and written by Obama and his terrorist pal, Bill Ayers, that somehow became a professor with his scummy wife, activist, terrorist, Dean Durham, and that curriculum is part of what we see now with this critical race theory, and that's all to make our kids radical, stupid, perverted, into sex at, you know, 8 years old. It's not good enough to get, you know, have sex when you're 16 or 17. That's, you know, it's still too old. You have to have them earlier. That's also, in case you haven't figured it out, that's partly why they're pushing for late-term abortion, because they want the body parts because they're better, easier to transplant or to sell or to experiment on. So they want older baby parts. So that's afterbirth abortion, meaning you could deliver a child And I want to abort that baby. I mean, these people are psychopaths, okay? If you think that you want to be part of that, you know, go for it. You'll be in hell after you leave this world, and you'll be in hell with people here because you're associated with demonic evil. I mean, come on, people. Do you want to be part of that? So the other thing that's going to be happening is that the schools are going to be changed where, you know, if you want to have a Islamic education, you go to your own school and you'll, you know, pay taxes and you can choose to have your kids in that. But the structure, the content will be pretty universal once again, where you have a decent school and you get the, you know, good solid foundation. But if you want to have your school, you know, be pushing or promoting art and music and creativity, then you can go to a school like that and be able to, you know, transfer your kid even if they're not in your neighborhood. That it's not going to be that, you know, you live in a good neighborhood, you get to go to a good school. Otherwise, you're going to be with the gang kids, you know, in the ghetto. You know, that's not fair. Just because you are in an area that has high crime, that you have to go to a school that's there. So the schools will become cleaned up and they'll be, you know, what they should have been until the demon rats got involved. You people touch everything, you destroy it. You're so vile and so wicked. I thought you were, you know, just stupid, but now I realize you're just wicked. So we're not going to have anything to do with you, and you're going to enjoy your own, you know, the Ivy League colleges like Yale and Princeton and Harvard. You're going to have to reduce your tuitions, because nobody's going to want to go to you disgusting places anymore, because they know that their kids aren't getting an education. They're getting indoctrinated, and they're coming out and they're not even able to write a term paper, let alone get a job doing what they were trained to do in college. So Harvard and Yale and Princeton, you're going to have to reduce your tuition, because guess what? Colleges like Hillsdale and Liberty University are going to be expanded, and they're going to grow because they have good results, and they're producing good citizens, and they're producing important people that are people of renown and that become movers and shakers and do amazing things for the world, unlike you scum that serve your own self and sell secrets and betray your own country and your own fellow citizens. So all these Ivy League schools are going to basically go to dust. You know, they're just over. And then the next thing that's coming is public arrest. So, you know, buckle up, people. Pay attention. This is not the time to go to sleep. We're going to see some action. And Durham is coming. And that's important, because we're going to see justice, and the righteous will cheer, and the land will be filled with people celebrating for days, okay? So get ready, people. I declare that this wickedness will end, and that I release God's heavenly army to go forth and destroy it now. I declare this in Jesus' name. Amen. Be brave, be bold, let's be free, and God bless you, and God bless America, and so we can bless the world. Amen.
You know, sometimes it's hard to decide what to watch on TV. Cox Contour TV makes that decision easier with the entertainment you love in one place. Enjoy live TV, on-demand programs, DVR recordings, and music, all with the sound of your voice with the Contour voice remote. Catch the golf and basketball action you've been waiting for and get real-time scores, stats, and highlights on the Contour Sports app. Learn more at cox.com/contour. Again, that's cox.com/contour.
It's time to spring on the cold brew topped with cold foam at Dunkin'. Whether you're feeling a little salty with our rich and creamy salted caramel cold foam, or a little sweet with our smooth and velvety sweet cold foam, we've got the perfect sips to match your springtime mood.
So it's like a choose-your-own-cold-foam adventure?
That's right. And no matter which smooth sips you're feeling, you always win.
Well, then I'm in the mood for an adventure.
Bring it on with salted caramel cold foam and sweet cold foam at Dunkin'. DD Perks members can enjoy a medium for $3. America runs on Dunkin'. Exclusions, additional charges, and terms may apply. Participation may vary.
You're like a circle that floats around me, keeping me safe and sound. And when I fall, you tied a rope to me. You're blessing me every day. I was down with an illusion, like a sparrow with broken wings. But now I shine with your reflection on me. Getting back up on my feet.
Okay, people, get out there, get busy. We're going to win this.